Oh, hi. What are you doing in here? Yeah, well, I don't blame you. Avoiding the annual Christmas gathering. Yeah, I truly don't blame you one bit. I'm trying to avoid it myself, too. Yeah, your old auntie here has some more experience than you do with the family drama, but yeah, it doesn't make it any easier in particular. Oh yeah, I just have my vodka cranberry and I'm just gonna skulk away, just like you've wisely done. Well, the good news is, dear, that the party seems to be wrapping up. Your Uncle Jerry is very drunk, as usual, and he's been carried to his car by Aunt Joan, so that's exciting, as it always is, really very much a family Christmas tradition. And yeah, a lot of other people left too because they have to get up early for church and things. But yeah, well, I know you're staying here, right, with my sister? Yeah. So how's college, by the way? Yeah. I know the feeling. It's a lot to adjust to as a college freshman. I mean, by the time you get the lay of the land by senior year of high school, suddenly you're in a whole new ball game. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I felt the same way too. I mean, I really enjoyed my time at the university, but it's a lot the first year. It really is, particularly if you're, in a dorm and dealing with like a roommate and all that stuff. It's difficult. My goodness, to think the last time I saw you was senior year of high school, speaking of. You've grown up a lot. Sorry, maybe that sounded weird. Yeah, no, you look so much older than you did the last Christmas party I saw you at. Well, as it usually happens, I mean, growth spurts and things. Oh, well, thank you for asking. I'm actually fine. I'm sure you heard about my divorce. Yeah, lots of fun. But no, it's been okay. Honestly, we've been mostly cordial. I mean, he's an, excuse your auntie's French, an asshole when he wants to be. But no, generally speaking, it really hasn't been that bad. I mean, we don't have any kids. We didn't really have much in the way of like shared property we had to divvy up. It's been fine. Yeah. Not too bad. It's just that, I get a little lonely over the holidays right now, I guess. I mean, he wasn't my favorite person I've ever been involved with in a lot of ways, but, it's nice to have someone around this time of year. At least I've found. So, is there anyone that you're seeing at school? Do you have any, like, cute girlfriends or any love interests? Oh. Well, that's interesting. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. I was just making conversation. When did you two split up? Oh, I'm so sorry. Ugh. You mean like right before you left for your visit home? My God. I'm sorry. That's a really just fundamentally wrong thing to do to someone. Oh my God. You were completely blindsided, right? She didn't like give you any forewarning as far as like feeling that the relationship needed to end and oh, that's so lame. Yeah, relationships are crazy. They really are, and it doesn't matter how old you get, sometimes people will surprise you in the most unpleasant of ways. And sometimes in the best of ways. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, just a new little dress I got for the occasion. Gotta keep up with everybody, right? Yeah, well, I do my best. I just turned 45. Yeah, I'm one of those unfortunate people that has a December birthday. Oh, that's right. Of course, you remembered it was my birthday. You're such a good little nephew. Well, thank you. I will take a happy belated birthday from you anytime you'd like to give it to me. Oh my, that was an interesting little adult joke you made. Well, I mean, you are 19. You are an adult, aren't you? What's that you're drinking, by the way? You're not 21, I know that. Oh, nice. Beer, huh? Yeah, I have my vodka cranberry. Mm. So what has been the most challenging part of college, your freshman year? Please, please enlighten me. It's been a while, but I might be able to help you if you're feeling like, you know, a little overwhelmed by it all. Well, all right. Well, thank you for being very candid with me. Yeah, no, I understand. It's hard to, well, it's hard to balance wanting to get out what you need to get out physically, we'll put it that way, as well as like trying to get all of your school duties accomplished. Yes, I remember being that age and just wanting so much at once. You know, the funny thing, in a lot of ways, over 20 years later, I really haven't changed that much. I've always been very ambitious with my career. But I've always needed an escape, a release, and on a regular basis. Ow. My heels are killing me. Yeah, I know. It's like you'd think after 45 years I would know how to wear the right height of heels that don't hurt my feet. But, you know, women... Well, thank you. I think they're very nice, too. But do you mind if I sit down next to you? Because they are hurting me like you wouldn't believe. You were very lucky to not put yourself through this. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but I don't think it's something you'd want to do. Oh, that's better. So, yeah. So tell me more about finding, well, needing to find a release from time to time. Do you play sports? Yeah. That helps. And, well, let's be honest. I'm sure having a girlfriend for most of your freshman year was helpful too, wasn't it? Oh. Oh. But, well, it sounds like you probably had a higher, if I may, sex drive than she did. Is that right? Oh, well... You know, that's how it goes. I will say, though, I will say that when she gets a little bit older, actually a lot bit older, I would say in 10, 15 years, you might want to look her up. Because women, as we get older, as we get into, say, our 30s, we become a lot more confident and sure of what we want. Yeah. I mean... There's a lot of things I want that I don't always get, but I know what they are, and I'm not afraid to say what they are out loud. I mean, isn't it always good to be honest about what we want and to say what we want out loud when we need to? You know, I absolutely should not say this out loud, but I feel like a hypocrite at this point, not saying it. I think you are very attractive. You've grown into a very handsome, very eloquent young man, and... It's really freaking crazy, but I'd love to give you a little kiss right now if I can. And this might be the vodka cranberry talking, but
oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm a little bit drunk, and I admit that I got a little bit carried away with talking about things that we wanted and empathizing with your college situation, and I'm so sorry. That was so inappropriate, but Oh my God, you're such a good kisser. Thank you. Oh my God, this is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. I'm your aunt. I'm your mom's sister. I'm your mom's sister. This is really wrong. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The vodka cranberry just hit me. I'm sorry. I'm just really lonely. It's the divorce, and I'm so sorry. This is super fucking inappropriate. And oh God, it feels so good the way you hold me like that. I love the way you squeeze my fucking tits. Oh my God. I'm okay. Stop. I'm gonna hold your hands. Okay. So. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is really inappropriate. I. Yes, I'm really attracted to you. Okay? And I'm a little bit drunk, but really honestly not that drunk. And I don't know what's come over me. I don't know what's come over me. Oh my God. Really? You think it's. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? There was some fucking weed in those fucking brownies that you brought. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, that explains it. Fuck. You know what? Weed was not this good when I was in college, I'll tell you that much. I get so fucking horny when I have cannabis. Like, did you put fucking indica in there? Oh my God. Oh my God, that fucking explains it. Oh my God. Okay, fun fact about your aunt. Yeah, I cannot handle my fucking weed. Okay, I can drink all day long, fucking martinis, vodka cranberries, I'm fine. But holy shit, if I have any amount of indica, I'm a fucking mess. I get really turned on. It's really bad. I mean, really hypersexual. I'm already obviously a pretty sexual person. Do not fucking tell your mother I told you that, obviously. But oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm having a really hard time controlling myself. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to exit the situation. Thank you so much for your time. Oh my God, I'm feeling so fucking crazy right now. But I'm gonna go, okay? Okay. What else do you Oh, fuck, come on. You're my fucking nephew. You're my fucking nephew. That's so fucked up. This is incest, man. This is incest, dude. This is not cool. This is just for porn. Yes, I fucking watch porn. Everyone watches porn, obviously. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're so, oh my God, you're just so gorgeous in your fucking, oh, your shoulders and your arms, and oh my God, you're such a fucking good kisser, nephew, little baby nephew. Oh. Wait. No, this is so wrong. I do not care how high and horny and divorced I am and how fucking hot you are. We cannot do this. We cannot fucking do this. You understand that, right? Fundamentally, you understand that? Yeah? Okay. So, why are you grabbing my tits again? Why are you fucking. Okay, we have to fucking stop. We have to fucking stop. Fuck, why are you rubbing your fucking dick? Why are you actually rubbing your fucking dick in front of your fucking aunt right now? aunt, aunt, who gives a shit? It's the same thing. It's the same fucked up thing right now. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God, you just fucking took it out. You just fucking, are you fucking kidding me? You, oh my God, I shouldn't fucking do this. I shouldn't fucking do this. Jesus fucking Christ. What was that? Fucking ice cream man coming by at this time of year. Fuck, who else is around? Oh my God, I'm feeling a little bit paranoid. What the fuck? Please, please put your fucking cock in your pants. Oh my God, it looks so fucking good though. It looks so fucking good though. Yeah. Yeah, you want me to suck it? Yeah, what's so wrong about that? Well, there's a lot of things fucking wrong about that. There's a lot of things fucking wrong about that. But yeah. Oh God, I love the way you feel. You put your hands in the back of my hair. Oh. Oh my God. Oh, I love the way you're stroking my ears. Oh fuck, that feels so good. Oh, I love the way you're... Oh God, fucking damn it. Oh God, fucking damn it. I'm sinking to my fucking knees right now. Oh my God. I can't fucking help. Okay, listen. Listen. I am under the influence right now, okay? Okay. But here's the thing. If you fucking promise me you're not gonna fucking tell anyone about this ever, I'm gonna suck your cock so fucking good right now because I really want to. And I think this weed is bringing it out. Okay? Okay, sweetie? Alright, so I'm gonna suck your fucking dick, okay? Okay, I'm gonna suck your fucking dick. Alright. I hope you like it. Because you know what? This is only fucking happening once. This is only happening once, okay? All right? Yeah. Yeah, well, you seem happy enough about it, even though it's once, so here we fucking go. Oh, fuck. Fuck, is that door fucking closed? Okay, this. My God, your dick is so fucking hard. So fucking hard. Feels so good in my fucking face. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, us 45-year-old bitches don't have quite the gag reflex that the young girls do they? Yeah, I hope you remember that. Wow, you've really grown into such a big boy, haven't you? Oh, fuck, this is so fucked up. Why am I doing this? Okay, fine. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna question it. I'm just gonna suck your fucking dick. Your aunt is gonna suck your fucking young 19-year-old dick, okay? Until you come. And I know you're gonna come really fucking soon, so you better fucking come before somebody fucking walks in like my fucking sister, who happens to be your mom, okay? Just fucking come in my fucking mouth. Fucking throat fuck me. I don't give a shit. Just fucking come in my fucking face. And then I'll leave the fucking room. You'll go to bed, and you'll probably jerk off about this the rest of your fucking life. I don't care, but we never talk about this again, okay? Okay, is that a deal, my little nephew? Okay, all right, here we fucking go. Oh, the way you grab my fucking head, oh yeah. Oh yeah, okay, keep going, baby. I can tell you're close. You're gonna come for me, baby. You're gonna come for me. You're gonna come in your fucking aunt's mouth. You're gonna come in your fucking aunt's face. Yeah, do it. God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what did I just fucking do? Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Oh my fucking God. Okay, let me get up. Holy shit. Oh my God, please put, please pull your pants up. Please pull your pants up. Fuck, okay, let me take a drink. Let me take a fucking drink. Holy shit. Oh, I'm like fucking shaking. I've never had anyone come that much that hard down my throat before. Well, yeah, thank you. It's cute, I guess you say that's surprising. But yeah, no, I fucking haven't. Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and you're my fucking nephew. You're my fucking 19-year-old nephew, and I just sucked your cock until you came in my throat. Oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, you look like you're a bit overwhelmed too, actually. Not something that happens every day. Holy fucking God, okay. Okay. Oh my God, on the old beach sofa with the fucking knit throw that grandmother made all those years ago on the back of it. That's so fucked up. Oh my God, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up. Okay. Okay, let's analyze and discuss what happened. Okay. So I am a little bit under the influence. But I do take my responsibility for what happened. Oh my God. I'm like fucking shaking. But you know what? You are an adult as well. And, we both take responsibility, right? Okay. So part of that means obviously not telling anyone about what just happened. Okay, no, I know you're a responsible kid. I know you're really good about just stuff. So, okay, good. But, wow, that was a really intense fucking experience. I should not be saying how much I enjoyed it, but, I fucking did. Oh my God. Okay, so. You were great. I am going to leave and act like nothing happened. And I suggest when you're done doing whatever the hell you're going to be doing in here for a while, cleaning up a little bit. Well, never mind. I got most of it. say just regaining your composure. Yeah, I would also just pretend like nothing happened. That would be wise. But, yeah. Yeah, you're real fucking cute, you. I'll give you a kiss on your little forehead. Wow. I did not expect this to happen tonight. But, yeah, glad you enjoyed it so much. It's super fucked up. Remember that. It's super fucked up. We can't tell anyone. But, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't too. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Okay. All right, I'm going to make my exit now. I'm going to make my dramatic exit. But, yeah, I will see you around, I guess, when you're still here for your visit. And I'm gonna go now. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you too, nephew.